Part 3. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, I'm Albert McBride from Boxhead Auto Repair. The flower shop owner phoned me saying that a vehicle needs to be repaired.
I'm the owner. Thanks for coming down here so quickly. I'm so glad that you're here. Our delivery man was about to take the car to deliver some roses to a client when the engine stopped working. We have 4 more deliveries to make this evening, and the engine won't even start now.
That could be a few things. Could you get the keys for me? I want to look under the hood and see if the wires are connected properly.
Number 32. Where does the conversation most likely take place? Number 33. What is the problem? Number 34. What does the man say he will do next? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation with 3 speakers. Good morning, Miranda. This is our new sales representative, Priyanka Kapoor.
Welcome to the company.
Thank you.
The entire sales team will have lunch together to greet her, but I thought you'd like to meet her earlier since she'll be taking over a lot of your duties. So I thought you could get started on her training, Miranda.
Oh, of course. Are you free today, Priyanka?
Well, I have orientation all morning.
I have a meeting soon anyways. How about this afternoon?
That will work. Could you bring some examples of your weekly reports so I can see what they're like?
Number 35. In which department do the speakers work? Number 36. What does the man suggest that the women do? Number 37. What does Priyanka Kapoor ask for? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Wow, your menu is really amazing. My uncle told me I should check out your restaurant. He said that this place is wonderful for people who do not eat meat, and he was right.
Yes. We pride ourselves on having a diverse menu that caters to a wide variety of people. And it's about to get better. Next month, we will start receiving our produce from Marigold Farm, which is known for having the freshest and most delicious fruits and vegetables in the area. Have you decided what you want to eat?
I'll have the broccoli pasta with fennel. Oh, but I'm allergic to wheat.
That shouldn't be a problem. I'll make sure that the pasta noodles aren't made with wheat.
Number 38. Why was the restaurant recommended to the man? Number 39. What does the woman say is happening next month? Number 40. What will the woman most likely do next? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation. Good afternoon. This is Kasima Rubin from the Rubin Group. I'm calling to confirm my company's online order for 30 of your cars. I was also hoping they could be delivered by next week.
Terrific. Let me just verify this on our network. Okay, it looks like everything is in order. By the way, if you're going to continue purchasing so many vehicles from us, I'd recommend signing up for a corporate members account for huge discounts.
Oh, if I did that now, could I get the cost of this purchase reduced?
Well, I can't authorize that on my own. Let me have my supervisor call you back to discuss your options.
Number 41. Why is the man calling the woman? Number 42. What does the woman suggest? Number 43. What does the woman offer to do? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation between three speakers.
Are you both excited about the charity tennis tournament this weekend?
Yes, it should be a lot of fun, and we should be able to raise a lot of money for the local children's hospital.
I hope so. How do you plan on getting to the tennis courts in Kings Park?
I think I'll just take the subway there. Traffic can be pretty bad on the weekends, and it might be hard to find a parking space. Right, Desmond?
Well, there are usually plenty of spots on Rickard Avenue, and that's just a 5-minute walk from the courts.
I'll probably drive then. So, do you guys want to meet for breakfast before the event begins?
Sure. We need to be at the park by 9:30 a.m., so let's meet 1 hour before that.
Number 44. What is the main topic of the conversation? Number 45. What does Desmond mention about Rickard Avenue? Number 46. What does the woman suggest? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, this is Tricia Hayes, and I would like some information about my reservation for April 10. My coworker just informed me that a room isn't available now, but I haven't heard anything about it. Shouldn't I have been notified?
I apologize, but I did call the number on the account. I must have spoken with your secretary. But anyways, it seems that we were unable to accept your credit card. And as for the room you requested, it was booked by another party during the delay. Would you like me to book another one for you?
I actually don't have the time at the moment. I need to leave the office now if I'm ever going to beat this rush hour traffic. I'll call back once I get home and we'll resolve this issue.
Number 47. According to the man, what was the company unable to do? Number 48. What does the man offer to do for the woman? Number 49. Why does the woman need to leave soon? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation. Claire, I just overheard that you'll be on the local news to promote next week's fundraiser. That will really help us out. When will it air?
I'll be on the Wednesday morning show, and actually, I would really appreciate it if you would do it with me. You are the event organizer, after all.
Oh, I wish I could, but I'll be out of town on Wednesday visiting some of our biggest donors. I'd be happy to go over some talking points with you before then, though. Number 50. What is the woman doing on Wednesday? Number 51. Why does the woman say,
"You are the event organizer after all"?
Number 52. What does the man need to do on Wednesday? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Robert, can you make 30 copies of the poster highlighting our plan to expand overseas? I want them to be prominently displayed in each of our local branches by next Monday, so it's crucial to send them out today.
Well, I talked to the head of our printing department earlier, and he said that the ink would take at least 24 hours to dry, so we wouldn't be able to send them out today.
Oh, no. Maybe we should have them printed at a professional printing shop. They may have the capability to finish the posters today. Plus, most of them usually have delivery services as well.
Number 53. What does the woman mention about the posters? Number 54. What problem does the man report? Number 55. What does the woman recommend doing? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, I have a sore shoulder from playing basketball, and I wanted to try a new brand of heat therapy patches called Estes Recovery. Do you carry it at this pharmacy?
We do. That item is right over here.
There it is. But I've never used it before.
Oh, it's very simple. Just follow the instructions on the packaging. It's all right here.
It looks easy enough. Also, I would like to print some pictures from a family picnic.
I'm guessing you took them with your smartphone? If so, you can use our photo kiosk located next to the checkout counter. I can show you how to use it.
Sure, if you wouldn't mind.
Number 56. Where most likely are the speakers? Number 57. What does the man mean when he says,
I've never used it before?
Number 58. Where will the speakers most likely go next? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation. I'm so glad that you decided to submit an application and some writing examples to us, Ms. Florence. I was really astonished by how beautifully written your articles were. You have such a unique perspective on a variety of topics. May I ask you why you want to work here, though? The publication you currently work for is so much more successful.
To be honest, I'm getting a little frustrated by the direction they are moving in. They used to confront important issues, but they are increasingly covering more trivial matters like fashion and the lives of celebrities.
Well, we would like to appeal to a more sophisticated audience, especially with regard to global matters. In fact, we hope that you would be willing to fly to Europe or Asia fairly often to do in-depth research. Number 59. What about the woman impressed the man? Number 60. Why does the woman say she is interested in the job? Number 61. According to the man, what does the job require? Question 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and coupon.
Thanks for calling Zane's Office Supplies customer service. What can I do for you?
Hi, I would like to buy some A4 paper from your online store with a coupon I received for having a membership.
Oh, sure. That's for the delivery order discount? What's the total cost of the paper you're buying?
It's 15 reams, so $75. However, when I check out, it won't accept the discount. It stays at $75.
You know, I don't think the promotion was programmed correctly into the online store. Let me speak with our web designer and then I'll call you back.
Okay, I'll talk to you soon.
Number 62. What is the woman trying to buy? Number 63. Look at the graphic. Which discount should the woman receive? Number 64. What does the man offer to do? Question 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and poster.
I can't wait to start working on the advertisements for the new restaurant that just opened.
Me too. The owner was very friendly, and it seems like he wants something creative and new for the ads. I already have some great ideas for the commercial.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. But for now, I'm ready for the weekend. Do you have any plans?
I'm going to check out the literature festival at the university.
Oh, I will too. Every year, I go on the first day because that's when poets come to speak. Charles Kinney is giving a lecture this year.
Really? He's one of my favorite poets. I'm sure he'll give an excellent talk. Number 65. What project will the speakers be working on? Number 66. Look at the graphic. Which date will the woman attend the festival? Number 67. Who is Charles Kinney? Question 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and list.
Okay, Miss Hodge, we've organized your hotel room and car rental. The last thing we need to do is finalize your flight ticket. You just need a one-way ticket, right?
That's right. I'd like a seat on Corsair Airways flight CA56. I already checked the tickets online, and I'd like the one that costs $5,200.
No problem. I'll get that booked for you straight away. Do you have any special requirements?
Actually, yes. Please make sure that I get a vegetarian meal. And I'd prefer a seat next to a window.
Number 68. Where is the conversation most likely taking place? Number 69. Look at the graphic. What type of ticket does the woman purchase? Number 70. What special request does the woman make?